ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Baruch Ries. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We are now starting the Amud of Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis, but we are going to start from Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, Amar Rava, about 10 lines before the Mishnah. So Amar Rava, Shor Trefesh Harag Chayv, Shor Shel Adam Trefesh Harag is Potter. So Rava introduces to us the concept that since we have a din of Hashor Yisokel v'gam ba'ol of Yumos, k'misas habaylim k'chmisas Hashor, we learn in the beginning of Sanhedrin, that's how we know we need a Bezdin Shel Chav Gimel for Misas Hashor, and we learn out different halachas. So by the same token, if the Bailim of the Shor is a Trefa, since he himself would not get killed if he killed somebody, because we learned before in yesterday's Shir that Trefa Shaharag is Potter, so since he wouldn't get killed, so therefore his Shor also doesn't get killed. Masha Enkin, if the Shor itself is a Trefa, and the Shor killed when it's a Trefa, so then the Shor is going to be Chayiv Skila. Ravashi comes along and Ravashi argues, and Ravashi says, even if the Shor itself is a Trefa, it's Potter. Why? Because since if the Bailim would be a Trefa, so the Bailim would be Potter, so the Shor is also Potter. So we have to understand what the Machloik is between Rav and Ravashi. Both of them agree that if the Bailim is a Trefa, then there's a din of Kemisas HaBailim, Kachmisas HaShor, and you won't kill the Shor. The Machloik is, what if the Shor is a Trefa? Rava holds when the Shor is a Trefa, you do kill the Shor, and Ravashi holds even when the Shor is a Trefa, you don't kill the Shor. What is the machloek between Rav and Ravashi? So Tosis comes along over here, and he says that even though we find that in the tzir of Shor, Shniskav, and Lar Gezeh, Vahar Gezeh, so according to Rav Shimon, if it would be a person that would mean Niskav, and Lar Gezeh, Vahar Gezeh, by the Bailim, he would be Potter. So the Gemara says that you say Kemisas Abayon Kachmisas Hashor. So why over here by Shor Trefa Shaharag? How could Rava say that you don't say the din of Kemisas Abayon Kachmisas Hashor? You see over there that you do say it, that if the Behema did something that if the Bailim would have done, it would have been Potter. So the Behema is also Potter. So over here, if the Behema is a Trefa, if the Bailim would have done the same act as Trefa, he would have been Potter. So what's Pshat? So Tosis says, Leidami. So what Tosis L'Chayra is saying is that when do you say Kemisas HaBailim Kachmisas HaShor? That's when the Tam is Shayach by both of them. Let's say by Niskav and Lara Gezeh V'Hara Gezeh. So you have the same tour in the Ritzicha that you have by the Bailim and you have in the Shor. Masha Enkin over here, where the Tam Aptur that's Shaykh by the Bailim, which is Eidah Shiyatach Lazima, is not Shaykh by the Shor, because by Shor it is Yach Lazima. So therefore you don't say Kemisa Bailim, Kach Misa Sashor. So the Aruch HaNer in the Mitzpah Eisan asked from a Gemara in Bavakama Mem Heyam and Aleph, Rabbi Yankim and the Rabbanan argue if by Shor there's also a din of Ein Goymrim Dina Ela Bafonov. Because by Adam, you can't be goyim the din only b'fonav. Do you say kemisas abayim kach misa shor or not? So Rabbanan says, say you do. And Rabbi Yankov says that only by Adam, there's a reason why it has to be b'fonav. Because you need him to be able to tiny. He's a bar tanosa. Masha ain't came by shor. So what do you see? They're asking that like Rabbanan, even though it's not shaykh the tam of ain goyim dinul b'fonav, by a shore, because a shore doesn't have to tie in, and still you have exeris akos, kemisa ba'am kachmisa shore. So, oi bazoi, what's pshat and tais over here? We're going in the Rabbanon over here, and according to Rabbanon, tais is saying, you only say it by the time is shover. So the mitzvah eison is miyashiv, that over there, there's exeris akosuv. And it says beforeish in the pasuk that the dinner that bayil mein donim el bifneim. So when it's beforeish bekra, there's a hekesh short to bayilim, even though the time is not shayach. That's pshat in the rabbanon. Mash enkin over here. This reason why a treifish arak is potter is not a pasuk. It's just a svara. And the male of ibalt it's a svara. You don't make a hekesh when the time is not shavit. Now lechayir the whole kash from the gemara of bavakama that the mitzvah eson. The Aruch Haner, they're all asking, is only if you learn Taka, what the way Tais is saying is, that you only makish shor l'baylim when the Tam applies by both of them. When the Tam is cholok, you're not makish. But it could be that the Pshat and Tais is completely different. What Tais means to say is, Avada, you'd be makish shor l'baylim even though the Tam is not shayach, which is like the Rabbanan Shita in Bava Kama. The reason why over here is because there's bechlal not a p'tur by the Bailam. Where Trefesh Horak, what's the p'tur? The p'tur is not a p'tur in the Gavra that he has a p'tur when he's Horak. It's a p'tur because you need to have Edim, and you can't have Edim because the Edim is Shiyatu Chlazima. Araya, because if he kills in front of Bez, then you mechayiv him. Why else be at the Rabbi Kerbecha? Is a simin that it's not a p'tur in the person. It's only a p'sul in our goddess Edis. Memela, oy bazoi, zokrova, he doesn't pass the hekish, kemisa bayon kachmisa shor. Kemisa bayon kachmisa shor is only if there would be a p'tur in the bayon. Abrahayoy says no p'tur in the bayon, it doesn't pass klapi the shor. The Rambam in Perik Yud, this came on in Halacha Zayin, paskins like Ravashi, that, and the Rambam says like this, shor trefa shorak potter, but he says, what's the reason? Shenema v'gam ba'olov yumos, kimisis habayon kachmisis ashor, v'kivan sheba'olov kimeisim chashuvim, v'einon srichim miso, hareza potter. So the Rambam gives a whole different reason. The reason why the Bailim, when he's a treifa, is potter, is because kimeisim chashuvim, v'einon srichim miso. So what we go going back to yesterday's shiur we spoke about it. The Gemara says a time of Eidah Shehatach Lazima. You have to know how that stems. But the Rambam is saying over here the reason why Trefesh Harag is potter is because he's already a mace. And you can't give Mises Bezdin to somebody who already has a din mace. So that's the p'tur. So Zok to Aruch Haner over here and the Evan Ozel, Koivet Shiurim and Chelik Beisim and Lamites, that the Rambam learns a different shot in the Gemara over here. Not like Rashi and Tosfos, that the Hekesh of Shor L'Bailim is since if the Bailim would have killed in front of Edom, he would have been Potter, because he's a Trefa, so therefore the Shor is Hukash and has the same thing as the Bailim. Because the Rambam held it wouldn't make any sense to make such a Hekesh. Because the Ptur of Adam when he kills is because of not Shaykh Edis, so it's Edis Shatachal Azima, Mash Enkein, B'Shor Trefa. So Elamai, what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam says, holds the svara why a treifa shaharag is potter is because since he's a mace, it's not shayach achiv mis on a treifa. Dine nefoshis is not shayach on somebody that's already a mace. And the Gemara says that if it's in front of Bez and he's chayv al biata rob mikirbecha, that's a whole different din. It's a different biata rob, but it's not achiv misa. So Memela comes along Rav and Ravashi and they're saying, just like we see that by a treifa there's no achiv misa by an Adam, so by a short treifa, is there a din? Can you say such a svar that a short treif also doesn't have a chiv misa because the short treif is kameisim kashuvim? The mailer doesn't pass the chiv misa. So Ravashi holds, yeah, shor is hukish labailim and the mailer oibazin, there's no chiv misa if it's a treifa. And Rava holds, no, Rava holds that if he bought the bailim could also be mechuyiv misa misa biyat rab mikirbecha. So the shor could have such a hekesh also, and the shor could also be mechuyiv als biyat rab mikirbecha. Rabbi Chanan adds on to the pshat in Rava that since by Adam it says misa and by shor it says yisokil, it doesn't say misa, it says skila. So Memela, you can see a chi of misa you don't have by a treifa because he has a din of a mace. Aber skila, which is by a shor, maybe skila you can have. Skila you could have, but when it's nechshav kemeis. Now the rivet on that Rambam that we just spoke out, in Perek Yud Halacha Zayin, he says that the Rambam says shor treifa shorig is potter because he passes a kravashi. He says it's only if it's not in front of Bezdin. But since if it would be in front of Bezdin, just like by Adam treifa that kills in front of Bezdin, you kill him out miata ra. So the Rambam should say that a shor treifa shorig with Bezdin would also be a din of miata ra. The Magen Mishnah is miyashiv the Rambam, and the Magen Mishnah says the krav miata ra is only by Adam. So therefore, it wouldn't pass the din of Biarta in front of Bezdin mitzad the behema. They ask on the Magid Mishnah that the Gemara Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Tesam and Aleph says an oif tor shaharigas hanefesh. You have to bring the oif tor to Bezdin to be mekayim Biarta rov mikibecha. So l'chor you see there is a din of Biarta rov on a behema. And what we need to still be mevar is so why by shor shal odom treifa does even Rav Amoyde to Rav Ashi that over here you do say kamisa bayom kachmisa shor, and since the bayom would not be killed, you don't kill the shor. Since Tosis is mivar as the svar of Rava that by shor treif you don't say kamisa bayom kamisa shor, because the only reason why the bayom when the bayom is a treif you don't kill him is because of edush yatach lazim and by shor it's shayach. So why if the shor is the bayom is a treifa? Is Rava Maida that over there you do say it? The same svar that Taisa says. L'chayra applies over here also, that since if the only reason you don't kill the Bayom as a treifa is because of Eidesh Yatach Lazima, so why should that apply to the Shor? The Aruchaner is Mevar, the svar of Rava, that he says, Chad Mises Kemises Bayom Amrinon, but Trey Kemises HaBayom Loy Amrinon. And what he means to say is like this. If the owner is a treifa, so we say like this, since the owner would be potter, because he is a treifa, so his shor is also potter. That's called one, kemisas abayla. Bash enkin, if the owner is a regular person, he's a bari. Now the shor is a treifa. So what do you have to say? You have to say, first of all, if the bailam would be a treifa like the shor, then second of all, if the Bayon would kill like the Shor, then it would be Potter. That's cool. He calls that Trey Kemises HaBayon. That's one step removed. You don't say it. That's what the Aruch Haner says. So Rabbi Chanan in Chelek Beis Siman Lamites, in that shtickel, he learns Pshat is like this. When the difference between when the Bayon is a Treifa, so since the Torah says, the Gamba all of you must, you have to be cycle the shore of the gamba all of you must. So you have to be able to be cycle the shore to when the bailam is a person that you could be makayim in that bailam, the gamba isle of you must. So if the bailam is a treifa, since they're machadish with the Rambam's vort that it's not shayach to be makayim a din you must in the bailam, and the din of biarta ra is a different din, it has nothing to do with the chi of misa and bezdin. So therefore, even Rav is moida that when the bailam is a treifa and you can't be makayim al yidei the misa sashor, that a din of vegam ba'ol of yumos because he's a treifa and he's kameisim chashuvim. So therefore, there's no halach of harig on the shor either. Or Sameach in Perek Chof, he comes along and he asks an interesting aura. He says, what a kind of halach is this vegam ba'ol of yumos vashor yisokel? What about we have a shor shel hefka that doesn't have a bailam, and he was meimis? So he's chayv skila, even though there's no bailam at all. So grad over here, he has a bailam, but the bailam is a treifa. So why is it worse than if he wouldn't have a bailam at all? So what do we see from we see behechrich? You have to say that if there is a bailam, then you could only kill the shor when it's shaykh to say that the bailam is a barchi of misa also, so therefore it could be kind of a gamba all of yumas. But if it doesn't have a bailam, then it doesn't have a bailam. So now we are starting the sugi of shisa by esakelev, esanochosh. Before we start the sugi, there's a chafetz chaim in the shmir salosh and chelik beis al parshas vayeshev. He brings what it says in the medrash that the brothers of Yosef, the Ramban also quotes it in Chumash, what they did was they sent out before Yosef came to them. They were mishasa klovim, dogs, to go get Yosef. So he said, why did they want to do that? Because they wanted that his misa should become in an oifen that they're not roitzchim, that they're only groma. Like the Gemara says over here, shisa b'yes hakelev, you don't have a din of roitzeach because you called a groma. The shaila is, l'maisa groma, we learned before in the Rambam, is chayiv b'dinei shamayim. And Akum Benoyach is Chayiv Apidini Adam, the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim. Koritzeach Mamish. So Koyde Matan Torah, there's a whole shayl of how you dan, right, the whole Mishlo Melech and Prashas Trochim, how you dan them. If you dan them as Bnei Noyach, then it wouldn't help anything to be Shisa Boisakel, because they're Vaiter Roitzchim. If you dan them as Bnei Yisrael, and the male of their potter, then it's going to come out that they had a din of Bnei Yisrael, Koyde Matan Torah, even Lekula, which is a Gevaldige Chiddush. The Gemara brings that the machlokes by Nochosh in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is Rabbi Yehuda holds the Eres Nochosh Ben Shinov Hu Oimed. So therefore, when sticking the Nochosh into the person is like sticking a knife into a person. So you're the Reitzeach and the Nochosh is Potter. And the Chachamim hold Eres Nochosh Me'atzmi Hu Meki. So since the Nochosh is producing it on its own, so you're just a grummer. Even though you know that the nochosh is going to be meki, but it's not mikoychoy mayis. It's not your koych. The nochosh is producing the venom, and the nochosh is killing it. That's what Rabbanon hold. So we have the Miri in the Mishnah asks an interesting kasha. Miri says, why are you killing the nochosh? We have a klal that shorit stadyoin. We have in Bava Kama that when a shor that you've taught the shor to be negeach. So the shor is potter, shenemar ki yigach v'loy sheyagichua. That means that since the shor is not doing it on its own volition, you are teaching it to do it, so therefore the shor is potter. So over here also by nochosh, if you take the nochosh and you put it by the person, einochanami, the nochosh is doing the biting, he's producing the venom, but it's like you're being meshasim, you're inviting it, so therefore you should be potter alts the tour of Shoret Stadion. So the Meiri says at Teretz that he said the shor is very, that's nogeach with his keren, is very different than a nochosh that bites. Just like by a kelev, if you sick a kelev on a dog on somebody, so the kelev is not going to be niskal. What's the pshat? Because over there, all the kelev is doing when you send the kelev, when you teach a shor to be negeach, so the damage that it's doing with its body, with its guf. So automatically, al yidei the shisui, it's going to go ahead and do the maisa on its own. Mash ein kein. By a nochosh, the Chachamim are saying the nochosh may atzma you makei. That means the p'ulas hariga, the akos ha'eres is what the nochosh is doing. That's not automatic al yidei the ma'isa adam. Of course, it's a cause, but it's not an automatic thing. So therefore, it's considered ki yigach may atzmai. Toisus and Bava Kama, daf chav dalan amid beis. The way the Nachlas David is mevarit over there says that by shisa es hakelev, the kelev is also going to be chayiv misa, just like a nochosh. So he's not mechalik between nochosh, kelev, and kelev. All the balei chayim, the balei, they're doing it on their own, even though you are meshasa them, you sick them, sick the dog, but the dog is doing it on its own, so you're going to kill the dog. So then what's the p'tur of shor at stadion? It's just because you taught the shor to do it, but the shor is l'maisa being negeach on his own. So the difference is that since an adam is nilchami moy lahargoy, the shor at stadion is fighting a fight, so therefore it's worse than shisol, because the shor is being put into a situation where he has no choice and he has to go ahead and be negeach. The Rama over here is the kasha of Shoret Stadion, and the Rama's chilek is shani de karat file ledide karat file. So he's not mechalik like the Meiri between negichas keren and the poison of nochosh. No, he's being mechalik like Toisus. The chilek is between stamashisui and when you put a Shoret Stadion into a fight, or into a milchama, so where they're trying to kill him, so therefore, that's the p'tur of Shoret Stadion. Rabbi Sizalman, in the Rambam Perek Yudel, this came on in Aloha Ches, he says the difference between a shor and a kelev and a shoret and a nochosh is a completely different. He says kelev and shor are domesticated animals. So therefore, you could say that the shisui is what causes them to be mazik, and therefore there's a p'tur of kiyach loishen gichu akherim. Masha ain't kain a nochosh, says Rabbi Sizalman, a nochosh, the shisui is not what makes him produce the venom, what makes him bite. He is a mazik. He is somebody who kills. He always has a rotzen to be mazik.
You, the only reason why I did it over here was because you put him, you were Mishasa, you were Hishik by Esanachosh. The reason why you Hishik by Esanachosh is because at that point, it lay some lead by Lanezik. He didn't realize there's a person over here to buy. So the Adam that's putting him next to the person is like he's a Maramokim. Oh, here you have somebody, go get him. So in Mela, Oibazay, there's no tour of Sharat Stadium because Anachosh is Mazik B'tivoy and not because of the Shisu of the Mishasa.
Taisus and Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph, Divri Amaschel Seif Chamul Lovoi, is the Kasha, because Taisus Shita is that if you makarif something to an Eish, it's the same thing as lighting an Eish. So you would be a Chayv Al Tzritzicha, because Taisus holds that Eish Mishum Chitzav means a Chayv Al Tzritzeach. If you're makarif somebody to an Eish and you tie up somebody next to an Eish, so Taisa is a kasha. So how could the Rabbanon hold that your potter over here, the meshich as a nochosh is potter, because the nochosh is ma'atzmai meki? Since over here, it's for sure ruach mitzuya that the nochosh is going to be meki. So when you put the nochosh by the person, you're be makariv the eish. You're making a matz over here that al der ruach mitzuya the eish is going to kill the person. So why isn't he chayav al tzritzeach? So Taisus says a chiddush, v'yeshloim hashani hosom shadayin eino eris ba'olam. So Taisus being mechadish is that even though the nachash is, there's a ruach mitzuyah, it's almost for sure going to bite, but since the eris that it's going to produce is not ba'olam, so you can't be mechayiv eish, you can't be mechayiv the person else eish, if he puts a hand, if he puts somebody's hand into the mouth of a nochosh, or if he puts a nochosh next to a person, you can't be mechayiv him als eish. After be mechalik in Taisus, that even though Taisus says that if you tie somebody up in a mokum where soif chamalavoi, so Taisus says you are going to be chayiv als eish if you hold eish mishum chitzov. The chama is not here yet, so you have to say the chama over there, the son is ba'olam. Just it's not right on top of the person. It hasn't come to this place yet. So there it's considered that the Eish is ba'olam. Elamai, it's going to come later. That's the Chiyuv of Eish. Masha Enkin, the venom that the Nochosh produces is considered Eina ba'olam klal, and therefore you don't have the Chiddush of Eish. In the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Ayin Chesam and Aleph, we have a machloikis between the Chachomim and Nechemya. Somebody gives a chaveru hakor be'evin and be'egroif, and they estimated, they appraised him that he's going to die amdul amisa, and then he got better. He didn't get better totally, but they now it looks like things are going to go good for him. And then afterwards, it was hichbud umeis chayiv, and Reb Nechemya holds his potter because raglayim ledover. So what does the word raglayim ledover mean over here? So Rashi learns raglayim ledover shaloi meis machmazu sharehiko. So Rashi learns that the raglayim ledover is the siyum of Rav Nechemya, that since it's raglayim ledover that he didn't die machmas the makah, because he went through a period where the doctor said that it looks like he's getting better. The Rambam in Hilchos Reitzeach Perek Dalet Halacha Hey paskins like the Chachamim that you are mechayiv in misa, and he says v'sharaglayim ledover. So the Kesef Mishnah says over there that the Rambam had a pshat and raglayim ledover was not the end of Rav Nechemya. It was the end of the Chachamim. And the Chachamim are saying that raglayim ledover, that he must have died machmas disakor, because since mitchilam du'a lemisa, and you see at the end that he did die, so therefore there's a raglayim ledover that he died machmas that hakor. The Archoner brings that in Yushalmi, Perektes Halacha Gimel, is before it's like the Rambam that raglayim ledover is a pshat in the divrei chachamim wayichayv, not a pshat in Reb Nechemya. And the Etzem, the Karanoira points out, the Karanoira is in Nozir, Samachay, points out that it's much better, the Rambam, than Rashi, because according to Rashi, it's shver. Why is the Mishnah giving a svar in Reb Nechemya? Later on, the Gemara is going to learn out from a pasuk, v'nika amaka, that Reb Nechemya is going to learn out from a pasuk, so why is he giving a svarah? But like the Rambam, it's a lot better. Because like the Rambam, we're going like the Chachamim, that the Chachamim are chayiv. And according to Chachamim, there's no pasuk to say that he's mechayiv. It must be that it's a svara. What's the svara? The svara is raglayim ledover. So now the Anamid Beis, im yakum v'salich b'chutz al mishantoi, v'nika amakir. So from the Chemi isk, v'chisal al daitcha, shezeh mahalach b'shuk v'zeh nerak,
Rashi says the Poshup Shad al Mishante means al Burya. That's the Targum. So he's Nisrapal Gamri. So what do you have to say over here, a Chinish over here, that the Roitzeach is Potter? Ela Zesham Dual Amisa Vehekel Mimashahoyo. Ul Achakach Hichbid Umeshu Potter. So Nechemi is coming to tell us, says that the Pasuk is coming to tell us, even if he's not Nisrapi Lagamri, even if it was just Hekel Mimashahoyo, like the Gemara says later, they made an Oimid Sheni. Rav Nechemia holds Yesh Oimid Acher Oimid. That means you make a different Umdana, you assess him, and if they assess him at that point that he will live, even though he's not Al Burya, that's enough to pater him for Misa. Now, if the word Mishantoi means Al Burya, now if it means that he's actually walking around and he's a completely cured, completely healthy, the Rabbanan are not going to argue in such a case. The Rabbanan, the whole machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rav Nechemia is only by Hekel Mimashahoya. But if it was Al Burya, then L'chayr, the Rabbanan are not going to argue. So the Yad Ramah Taka says that the Shaila is what the word Al Mishantai means. According to Rav Nechemia, Al Mishantai doesn't mean Al Burya. Al Mishantai means that he was only Hekel Mimashahoya. It's easier now. The doctors say there's a possibility he might live. And the Torah is coming to says, V'nikam Maka, the Torah is coming to Pater. Masha Enkein, that's good for what the Rabbanon is saying. The Rabbanon is saying that's not what the words Mishante means. Mishante means that he's Al Burya, he's Taka healthy. And in that case, V'nikam Maka, what do you do with Rav Nechemia's Kashvich, Yitzhal, Al Dait, Cheshazem, Ahalach, Bishuk, V'zen, Nerak, the Gemara is going to say what you do with it according to Rabbanon. But it comes out that Rav Nechemia is not learning Al Mishante means Al Burya. Mishante means that it was just Hekel Mimashahoyo. And the Gemara says, what does the Rabbanon do with this pasuk of the Nikar Maka? I mean, obviously, you're not going to kill him if it's Holoch Al Mishante, Al Buryoy. So the Rabbanon say, it's coming to tell us that there was an Umdin Lamisa, the Halacha is Chavisha, Choyf Shinoisai. The only time he can go free Vinika Maka is when we know for sure that the Nirtzach is not going to die. He's going to live. Then you let him free. Till then, you keep him captured. You keep him in prison. So Rashi says, Choyf Shines Hamaka Shalo Yivrach Ad Shenira Im Yomus Im Lav. So Rashi says the Din Chavisha is so that he shouldn't run away. So Geklara Shiloh, according to Rashi, what happens if he gives bail? Let's say today what they do is a person gives bail or he gives an Erovin, and that will ensure that he won't run away. So the Mechilta in Parshas Mishpatim says, V'nika Maka, Shemei Ani Yitain Arvayim V'yitayil B'shuk, that L'chorim means he'll give bail, and he'll be able to let him free. Talmud Loimrim, Yokum V'shalach B'chutz, Melamed Shechoyf Shin Oisei Atche Merape. So you see from the Mechilta, that's Exeris HaKosov, that it's not just that he shouldn't run away. It's Exeris HaKosov that you need Chavisha. And Chavisha is the only thing that we give him. As the Chuvus HaRadvaz in Shnei Aleph from Reshit Aleph, he says that Chavisha is Bechlal Oinshim, and it's Shaykh the Klal of Ein Oinshim in Adin. And we have over here a Rivosh in Reish Lamed Vav that also says Chavisha is an Oinis. He says that the Halach is Ein Donin B'Shabbos. You don't go ahead and punish a person on Shabbos. You know, Bezit doesn't do a din. Chavisha is also a din, and you won't be Chavish a person on Shabbos. They ask on the Rivosh. So according to Rivosh, so how could it be? The Mekoshish L'chor was on Shabbos, so how could they do a din Chavisha on the Mekoshish? L'chor was Shabbos. So we're going to see. Mekoshish, the Gemara, we're going to get the Mekoshish, maybe we'll discuss the Shailah. But L'chor, if you learn that Chavisha is an, so we have a cler over here. Is Chavisha an Oynish? Or is Chavisha just an insurance that he won't run away? L'chayra, we could clarify Shaila like this. Do you need a gemar? When do you do the din chavisha? Right? Let's say there's a suffix if this person, it's not yet the gemar din. We have a chshash that maybe this person was a reitzeach, and we're afraid that he's going to run away until we actually do the gemar din. Do we have a din chavisha or not? So L'chayra, if you learn that Chavisha is an Eitzah that he shouldn't run away, so why do you need Gemar Din? Even before Gemar Din, you don't want him to run away, you do Chavisha. But if you see from the Michalta that Chavisha's Exeris HaKosav, and the Radvaz says that it has a din oinshim and you won't be able to, you have a din of ein oinshim and a din, we'll see where the Radvaz says it soon. So L'chayra, the din Chavisha is only going to be achar gmar din. There's a, they paskin that this person did a maisa that's amdua lemisa, and now we can't kill him yet because the person's still living. So now there's a din of Chavisha. There's another shaila over here. L'chayra, it's only b'makom that there's a suffix of einish misa. Let's say there's a shaila that was a person over malchus or a different einish. So there won't be a din chavisha. You have to make sure that the guy won't run away, but you can make sure other ways. You know, there's no din chavisha. This special din that it says over here that we learn out b'venika maka b'chavisha is only where he did a maka that's roi lomus. Is a shaila or itzei chayvi misis. There was an umdina that is roi lomus. So mele the din chavisha, part of his oinish is a din chavisha. I saw a murdik interesting shaila in the Avodas David. He wants to declare if it was pasta kasha zoma. L'moshel, somebody was made on Ruvain, that Ruvain gave Shimon a hakah that's roi lahamis, and they were umidim lamisa, and they were chayvish Ruvain, and lamaisa, Shimon ended up living, so they didn't kill Ruvain. And now there was azama imanu ayisim. So what was the kasha zoma movie? Lamaisa, the guy, Ruvain didn't get killed because afterwards Shimon lived, but lamaisa, they were made that Ruvain, right? They were chayvish Ruvain, and it was a kasha zama. So there was a zmama over here of a chavisha. So do you say a zmama of a chavisha is also a kasha zama, or do you say chavisha doesn't have a din of an einish that you can give with kasha zama? Like the mitashayim. The Dvar Avram in Simon Hay Ois Gimel, Claire's a shaila. The din chayvishin ois say a kula on the retzeach, or is it a chumra? That means, without the pasuk of chavisha, would you say, of course you're not going to kill the maka right away. Even though it was amdu lemisa, you need to have, in order to be yoritzeach, you need to have that he should die b'poil, v'teitzei nafshoi. And so according to that, the chavisha is coming lahachmir. That meanwhile, even though you're not going to kill him until the guy dies, but he's not free until you see what's going to happen. Or do you say, no, even without the krov chavishi, would kill him right away, because since he gave the person hakah, and that hakah is roi lahamis, so maybe without the pasuk of chavishi, you would kill him right away. What's the pasuk coming to be mako? And say, don't kill him right away, you put him in prison. So the Dvar Avram brings a raya from the Lashna, Toysis and Amid Aleph. Toysis asks that by making somebody into a goysis, vibalt roi goysis and lemisa, so you should say, kill him right away, because he made him into a goysis, the person who made him into a goysis. Toysis loshen, the kivan, the hikila, olav toira, the chayfshen oisai, kidamirin bisamach, vafo pisham dula misa, ein horgen kol zman chuchai. So Toysis is saying that the din of chavisha is a kula. Without the din of chavisha, I would say the chi of misa's bezdin is for the maiser etzicha. If you did a right maiser etzicha, and there's an umdina that this is a maiser etzicha, we don't have to wait till the guy dies. And therefore, you would kill someone who makes someone into a geisus also, because right geis lamisa. But since the Torah said there's a din chavisha, so in the din chavisha, it's saying that you have to wait. Maybe he's going to, even though you were oimenim lamisa, you have to wait and see. Maybe he's not going to die. That means not that the chiddush of chavisha is not like we thought in the Havamina, that the chiyuv is dafka when he dies. The chiyuv is for the hakah that's going to cause misa, but it's only an umdina, and an umdina could be a mistake. So we have to be chayvishim until we see, we're mavar, if our umdina was a true umdina or not. So the Gemara continues that Rabbi Nechemi learns out chavish from a koshish, and Rabbanan say you can't learn out from a koshish, because Mekoshis was for sure Chayiv Misa. Yodei Ahir Moshe Rabbeinu Shem Mekoshim Misa. Shteitnum Chalah Mois Yumos. He didn't know which Misa to give him, because it says Kiloi Poirash. And therefore, the Din Chavish over there was because he's for sure a Bar Misa. Masha Ein Kain, where you don't know if the person's a Bar Ktol or not, and it's just an Umdina that he's going to die, maybe there's no Din of Chavisha. So the Tosis is the kash over here. Afa gav the misa stam cheneki, right? So what was Moshe Rabbeinu's chashash? The Torah stated, "Mis mois you must chalel mois you must stam misa's chenek." So Taisa says a teretz. Mitaycha svara yemedam lo oivid avedis kechavim the beskila the mechal shabbos for heski kaifim iker the kaifim ma'aser breishis.
So the Brisker Rav al Atayra asks a kasha on Taisa. He says tzarchin lechayra. You don't have it. This wasn't a sveik at the dina when it says mois yumos. What the pshat in mois yumos was. Nor it wasn't yet nemar the ikar din of Mechal Shabbos, which misa it gets. That means loyha yudeya doesn't mean that the parsha was finished, just Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure it out. Loyha yudeya means because Moshe Rabbeinu knew that there still has to be a gili min hashamayim to be goymer the parsha of Mechal Shabbos. Just like we understand by Megadif that the Gemara says, means that the pshat is that it wasn't said yet the chi of misa from Megadif. The same way, Mekoshish, it wasn't said yet what the chi of misa Mechal Shabbos was. So therefore, he was waiting for a deeper miyuchat from the Rabbi Yishlom to tell us what the chi of misa Mechal Shabbos was. So you can't go with the regular din that we bow the Torah says Mois Yumos, it means Chenek. Mois Yumos means only Chenek when the Torah says Misa Stam. But if it wasn't Nichshlam, the Parsha of Mechal Shabbos, then you don't say that it works with Kol Misa Shabbat Torah Chenek. A smach to the Brisker Rav's understanding in this Parsha of Mekoshish is that after when the Bein Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu to give him Skila, so it says that Mechalalel Mois Yumos Rogam Oysa Bavonim. So Lechayra, it's shver. Why did the Torah have to repeat the Mechalalel Mois Yumos? We knew that Mechalalel Mois Yumos. The only problem Shaila was what the Misa was. So it's a ride to the Brisker Rav that it wasn't yet Nishlam, the parish of Misa, by Mechalalel Mois Yumos. Because the Torah didn't tell us what the Misa was. So therefore, we repeat Mechalalel Mois Yumos, Rogam Oysa Bavonim. Now, there's a kasha from Kiveg over here, a Mordek Akasha. Taisa says that the reason why Moshe was mistopic that maybe he gets skila is because since Mechal Shabbos Farhesi is Koifa Be'ikr, and you Koifa Maisa Bracious, so Mimela, maybe he thought that maybe he has a din of Avodah Zarah. Mechal Shabbos is a din of Avodah Zarah. Vekrap Ki Vega, according to Taisa, it comes out, the whole Sufik of Moshe Rabbeinu was only Mitzad the din of Mechal Shabbos for Farhesi, which has a din of Koifa Be'ikr and Koifa Maisa Bracious. Of a Mechal Shabbos Betzino, there was never any suffix. So now when the Abishna told Moshe Rabbeinu Mechal Shabbos has a din of Skila, maybe the Rabbi Shalom was being maskim to Moshe Rabbeinu Svara that Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia has a din of Oibid Avodah Zarah. Aber Mechal Shabbos Betzino will go back to the original Svara of Stam Misa B'Torah Chenek. So what was the Herchuch now that Mechal Shabbos, even Betzino, is going to get a Misa of Skila? So to answer this shaila, Rabbi Chanan says, other achronim, that when the Torah says, the Torah said, the parash of Chilul Shabbos, it says, Mechalel Mois Yumos. The Torah is not mechalik between Chilul Shabbos for Hesia Betzina. When Moshe Rabbeinu had his suffix over here, what the Misa was, so Taisa says, why is that Misa B'chenek? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, since there is a chelik of Chilul Shabbos, which is Doimel Avodah Zarah, that makes me have a suffix. Maybe the Misa over here in the Torah is not chenek. Maybe it's skila. But there was never a havmina to say that there's two parshas of Chilul Shabbos. A parsha of Chilul Shabbos b'chenek, which will be b'tzina, and a parsha of Chilul Shabbos for Hesi, which will be skila. So we bowed the Torah was megala, that mechalel mois yumos rogam mois b'avonim. The Torah is now being megala that the for Chilul Shabbos you're getting skila, and it's not going to make any difference now if it's b'tzina or for Hesi. That goes very, very good with the Brisker Rav's Mahalach, it's Poshet. What did the Brisker Rav say? That wasn't yet Nigma, the parish of Chilul Shabbos, so that was the Suffolk of Moshe Rabbeinu. Once it's Nigma, the parish of Chilul Shabbos, Roga Moshe Bavonim, so there's no Chiluk between Betzina and Befarhesia. Avada Rav Kivegas Kachra is only Lashita's Toysis, even Lashita's Toysis, they're Mechalik with this Chiluk. Now, Rav Hutna has a svara. He says like this. He says, by Oivid Avodah Zarah, there's a special din, Voitseisim El Shar Ahu. You take him to the Shar Sha'ovad Boy, and you kill him at the Shar Sha'ovad Boy.
So when Moshe Rabbeinu had a clear over here that Chil Shabbos, maybe the Baal Pefarhesi, it's Ovid Avodah Zorah, so maybe it has a din of skill like Ovid Avodah Zorah. So what's Rabbi Kivegas Kasha? Maybe the Rabbi Shalom was maskim. So Rav Hutner, what do you mean the Rabbi Shalom was maskim? If it was maskim, then there should be a din of El Sharahu. And the Baal State Mechalel Mois Yumas doesn't say anything about taking to the Shar. Vaistois, the Shar means the place where he was Mechal Shabbos. Vaistois, not Chilik Torah is being Mechash. Chil Shabbos has Kilo al Chil Shabbos, not al Tzlovid Avoid Zorah Shaboy. And therefore there'll be no Chilik between Befarhesi and Betzino.
Now, Be'etzem, on the Indian of Mekoshish, we spoke before, there's Halach and Hilchah Shabbos, Simon Shin Lametes, Sif Dalit, Ain Donin. You can't be done on Shabbos. That means Shema Yovel Udeksiva, you don't pass in a din. Zokter Amor, Ulechain Hoya Osa Litvois, Ulahachnis Lebeis Asoyar, Mishin Ischayiv, Eza Oynish, Kedei Shelo Yivrach, Vachol Shekain Shosa Lal Koysid Avi Bechlal Din, Vimivrach Enoleinu Klum. So the Ramah says, you now want to put somebody in prison, somebody who's in Schaiv and Oynish, Kedei Shelo Yivrach, what's the Pshat? Because that's also a din. And Vemivrach Ein Aleinu Klum, we don't have to worry about the fact that he's going to go ahead and he's going to run away. So the Shaila is, it says that they put the Mekoshish in prison, and we're learning out that there's a din of Chavisha. So L'chora, you see, Klar, that putting in prison, L'hachnus L'beis HaSoyer, Chavisha, you could do on Shabbos. So how could you go ahead and say, Ein Choshen B'Shabbos? Now, Be'etzem, the Eben Ezra, in the end of Parsha Shlach, says that the whole din of Mekoshish happened after Shabbos, B'lil Yom Arishon, that means Matzah Shabbos, and then they put it in Mishma, so the whole Kasha doesn't start. But if you learn the Pashup Shat and the Pasuk that they put him in the Mishmar on Shabbos, and you learn that putting in a Mishmar is a din, and this has to go back, goes back to the Arshayla that we had in the Radvaz, is the din of Chavisha, is it a din or is it only Kadesh Lo Yivrach? So if you learn that it's a din, so then it's a kasha, ain't done in the Shabbos, it's a punishment, it's an oinish. Chavisha is an oinish, so how could they punish him on Shabbos? So in Lamaisa, the Big Deyesha in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Shem La'amites, asks on the Ramah, and he says, since the reason the aveir over there was Chil Shabbos, it's mutter. It sounds from what he's saying is, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah says the Yisoda Issa not to punish on Shabbos is so that there should be Menucha Shabbos even L'choitim. So if somebody was Choite B'Chil Shabbos Gufa, so you're not going to say, oh, let's not punish him on Shabbos because let's give him Menucha Shabbos. If I hadn't, there is no such thing as Menucha Shabbos because he's Mechal Shabbos. So maybe that would be a chiddush to say why they were able to punish the Mekoshish. Etzem, I think if you're Medayik over here, the Kasha doesn't even start. The Ramah's Lashon is, also Litvis L'Hachlis L'Beis HaSoy, Mishin Ischayiv Eza Oynish, Kedei Shelo Yivrach. So what does that mean? That means that the Chavisha we're talking about over here is that he's already after Gmar Din. We know what Oynish he has. So now the Tfisa in the Beis HaSoyar, you could look at as the beginning of the Oynish. So included in Ein Oynishim B'Shabbos is you don't put somebody in prison in order to be Ma'anishim. But Mash Ein Kain, let's say the Chavisha was, but because we weren't Mavar yet what the Din is on him, let's say in our Gemara, it's Amdua Lemisav, and the person didn't die yet. So you're being Chayvishim, so even like the Radvaz, that the Radvaz says that Chavisha is an Oynis, it's a din, it's Ka'ain and Oynish, but it's not Mamish and Oynish, because you don't know yet if the guy's going to be Mechayiv Misa. The Oynish for giving somebody a Maka that's Amdua Lemisa is Chavisha. The same thing by Mekoshish. He bought Loya Yedea Be'eza Misa, so the Chavisha over there wasn't the Haschol of the Oynish. The Chavisha was in order that he should be Mavar, which Misa he gets. A Chavisha like that doesn't go into Ein Oynish Mishabbos, and Mele, it's not a Tzushto B'chal to the Ramah. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Rav Nechemya learns it out from, the Gemara says, Rav Nechemya Yalfi Megadeth. The Loyayid have a Yodi Bark Tolu B'chavshua. And the Rabbanan says, Megadeth is Hiras Shah. What was the Hiras Shah? So in Rashi, it's clear that the Hiras Shah was on the Etzem Chavisha. Because why would they put him into prison? They didn't know that he was Mechuyiv Misa. So they did it on their own. Because kimet loynema by misa mitchila mas sofik hoyolem lahatul of sofik misa l'chayv shoy, so that was the Hiras Shah according to Rashi. The Maariv Chiz brings a Kesef Mishnah in Perek Beis Avodah Zarah. The Rambam paskins that every Megadif doesn't need a Hasra. Right, the Kesef Mishnah in Toimar, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is Mashma that Megadif was Hayras Shah. So how could the Rambam say that Megadif doesn't need Hasra? It's Mashma that the Kesef Mishnah is learning not like Rashi. That the Hayras Shah in our Gemara it, by Megadif was because there was no Hasra. And as I, if you look at the Yad Ramah, there's a, such a Mashmois over there. So we have a Machloikis what the Hayras Shah is. Now Rashi says, going back to Rashi, he says the Chavisha was the Hayras Shah. So the Shaila was, what's Takip Shat that they made the Chavisha? What they do? They were vigilantes over here. The guy was Megadif and they decided to make to go ahead and put him in prison. So the Radvaz that we said before in Beis Halof from Reshit Aleph says that this, Be'etzim, why was Megadif Hayras Shah? Why didn't they understand that he was Mechuyiv Misa? L'chor is a Kal V'chor from a Kal Lov V'imoy. Madach, a Kal Lov V'imoy is Chayiv Misa. If we call the Rabbi Yisholom, for sure be Chayiv Misa. Answers the Radvaz, since Chavisha Mechlala Oynchim He, right, that's the Shita from the Radvaz, Ein Oynchim Mi Din Kal V'chor, and that's why he was Hayras Shah. So, like the Radvaz, we understand a little bit what was going on over here. It's not that they didn't know, there was no Misa before it said by Megadif. But Lamaisa, there's a Kal V'chaymer. So since there's a Kal V'chaymer, so Memela, I would learn it out from a Kal V'chaymer, but there's Halacha Vein Oynchim Min HaDin. But that's why they went ahead and they said, maybe the Rabbeinu Shalom, we can't do it ourselves, but Chavisha, they were able to do, and they waited for the Rabbeinu Shalom to come and be Megal with them what to do. So the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, what are the two umdinas that it says in the Torah? One umdina is chad amdu lemisa v'chaya. They shots them up that he's going to die, and he lived. So Rashi says, you need a pasuk to come to tell me that he's potter for misa. I would say that the balt was amdu lemisa and ziyotsami bezdin chayiv. I, now he living, chas rachman olel. So Taisa says, asks on Rashi, what kind of havmin is that? There's a havmin over here that a person, even though the person's living, you're going to go ahead and kill him? There's no such havmin over here. The Gemara says before that v'nika maka my darshis bay. The Gemara says v'chisal al daitcha shezem mahalach b'shuk v'zeh nerak. So what's the havmin over here that'll be killed? So you have to say in Rashi that Rashi holds that he gave him a marker that there's an umdina that the person's supposed to die. I, Lamais, at the end he lived. That's not, he didn't live because my marker, there's something wrong with the umdina, and my marker was not a marker that would kill him. He lived because there was a special rachmonis, a new thing that came over here, he got lucky and he lived. So it doesn't pater the marker that mitzidoi he did a roitzeach. That means I would think the chiyuv of Ritzicha is not because there was an ibud nefesh b'Yisrael. A maisa Ritzicha that Ali, the maisa Ritzicha should make an ibud nefesh b'Yisrael is a maisa Ritzicha that you're gonna be mechayiv him for. Now you need to ask a kash over here. So what do I need two psukim for? One for amdul amisa v'chaya, and one for amdul amisa v'hekel. And then he was hichbed. There's gonna be and Rabbi Chemia holds his potter in such a case. Kol Shekein, Madach, when he died at the end, but if he was Hekel Imasha Hoya, he's going to be Potter, so Kol Shekein Bamdul Amisa V'chaya. So the Ramah says, Einachanami, but if you would have one Pasuk, you would say that the Pasuk is talking about, but what's more Poshet? And you would say it's only Bamdul Amisa V'chaya, and you wouldn't know Rav Nechem's din that Bamdul Amisa V'Hekel Imasha Hoya, and then he died later, you're still Potter from Misa. So Toisus Kashan Rashi, that how does it stem with the Gemara before the Chisol Gedaitch Shzeh Mahalach Vzeh Nerak, and therefore Tois learns different pshat. So you have to say that the pshat is that Enochanami that Gemara is going Lamaskana that we know that there's a din of Amdu Lamisa B'chaya that he's Taka Potter. So Memeila Oy Bazoi Zok the Gemara V'Cheichem Matzino Shzeh Mahalach Vzeh Nerak. When the Havamina, the Gemara wouldn't have asked that. It's a shtikel Doichik in Rashi. So how does Taisus learn? Taisus learns that it's talking about Lagabi Chiv Tashlulik. That I would think that he bouted some dual Misa, so therefore he doesn't have a Chiv Mamin. And so Taisus says that's the Chiddush over here, that is, there's a Chiv Mamin. That means you don't say the Amdua Lemisa patted him from the Chiv Mamin. So in Pshat and Taisus, we have two drachim.
The Chazon Ish learns this is not a vort of kimle midrabini. There's no havamina that if there was amdua lemisa v'chai, so you're going to say over here that since it was amdua lemisa, so be'etzin there was a chi of misa, no, later on it was v'chai, so therefore there's a p'tur of kimle midrabini. Of course, v'balti's chai, there's no chi of misa. So what's the chiddush over here? Why would I think he's potter behe dvarim? So the Chazon Ish, this that a person kills someone, he's potter behe dvarim, has not als kimle midrabini, has nothing to do with kimle midrabini. The din of chamisha dvarim is only by choivo. By ritzicha, there is no din of chamisha dvarim. So I would think that this din, that there's no chamisha dvarim, by a hakah sheyesh b'chi of misa, it's enough if it's a hakah sheyesh b'chi of misa. Or even though l'maisa, there is no chi of misa because it was chai, but it doesn't have a din of a chavola, and it's not, and therefore it won't be chai of chamisha dvarim. That would be the havamin over here. Now Rav Shach and Avi Ezri Perek Dalid would say a halacha gimel. He says pshat and taisus not like the Chazon Ish that amdua lemisa, even though lemaisa bepoil taisus holds this posture that you won't be able to kill him. Why? Because since the person is alive, so you have the v'chizeh ha'olach b'shuk v'zeh ne'erak. But lemaisa al yidei the umdin lemisa, he could be considered a mechuyev misa. We can't kill him, but mechuyev misa he is. And I would think that that's enough to pater from kimle midrabine. So it'll be a morid kanaf kamina between the two pshatim. What'll be if by amdua lemisa, at the time that he hit him with this amdua lemisa, he ripped his shiro and he ripped his beged be'es hakasa. So now, will he be pater from the tashlumin from the kara shiroin or not? So if you learn that the pshat is like the Chazon Ish, of course, it'll be chayiv on the Koresh Yiron, because there's no din kimle midrabini, because it's not a mechuyev misa. It's just hayoyis it's hakosh sheyesh bechiyev misa. It's not a choyvul. So it doesn't have chamisha dvarim. But any other tashlumin avari is chayiv tashlumin. But according to the mahalach from Rav Shach, he's considered a mechuyev misa. Will not maimis and bepoil, but he's considered a mechuyev misa. Memela, you would pater him even from kriyas shirayim. Lashon Rama over here brings both pshatim, brings Rashi and Tosis. When he brings Tosis, he says sol kedai techamina kivan dom duel lemisa keman deichayev ktoladami ve'ein meis umeshalim. The Ein Meisu Mishalim sounds like a regular din of Kimle Midrabine, like Rav Shach. That's always the Lashon of Kimle Midrabine. The Lashon, according to the Chazon Ish, you'll have to be Matchik that Ein Meisu Mishalim means there's no din Tashlumin by a Chavola that there's an Amdua Lemisa, only by a regular Chavola. So the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, according to the Rabbanon, we have an extra Pasuk for an Umdina. So the Gemara says, you need the Pasuk for amdua l'chayim umeis. They assessed him that he's going to live, and then he died. So you need a pasuk to pater him from misa. From the chemia, amdua l'chayim umeis loitzarech ra, shara yotzo mi bezdin zakai. So Rashi says that the chiddush of amdua l'chayim umeis is that he's going to still have to pay the mammon that they assessed him by amdua l'chayim, because by amdua l'chayim they gave him a din of a chayvul, and he has to pay sheves and ripui, all these things. So even though it was meisi afterwards, so you might think now he doesn't have to pay kamash malon. He still has to pay to the yoshim what they assessed him amdua l'chayim. So Tosis is a kasha l'chayr by amdua l'chayim umeis. It should be like chayvi misa shogig in the pturim. Because now this that he's potem in amisas loymen adin elamishum the yotzim ibez din zakai. So what's Tosis kasha? Be'etzem now it's nizgala that the makah that he gave him killed the person because it was amdu l'chaim, but they made a mistake. It was mace. Elamai, you can't kill him because he's lemaisa was a mistake. They were amdu l'chaim. Abral koponim to patrim tashlumin, it's not any different than a chayve misa shogin that you're patrim tashlumin. You're not patrim, you're only patrim a misa because we can't give a misa because it's yotzim ibezin zakai. But the etzim he deserves, he did not call that lemaisa killed the person. So therefore he should patrim tashlumin.
Now, why, according to the Rabbanon, do you need a pasuk? L'chayra, Rabbi Nechemiah is saying a svara. There's a din of yotzim yibezin zakein. As soon as I'm dual l'chayim, so it's yotzim yibezin zakein. Rashi brings it to pasuk mitzadik al taroik. So how can you go ahead and be and what's the having over here that you wouldn't be mechay, that you would be mechayiv over here? I'm dual l'chayim umeis. Zok the chazanish, right? The pshat is. This is not called Yotze Zakai. What's called Yotze Zakai? When we pass them clearly that the person is a Zakai. L'chadchila over here, we knew that he gave him a marker that maybe the guy's going to die. No, what? The doctors assessed him, and they assessed him l'chayim. But l'chadchila, we knew that it's possible that the assessment is wrong. So in this case over here, since the chadchila we knew that maybe the assessment will come out being a wrong assessment, he's going to die. So maybe that's not called yotzimi bezin zaka. So now, what is the pasuk coming to tell me? The pasuk is goofy coming to tell me baltasam du lachayim. So now yitaka, maybe the pasuk is being megalati what Reb Nechemiah holds that ein maksim lachayva. Now the Avi Ezri in Perek Dalet Reitzei Chalacha Gimel. Says to fe'em for toises kasha and Rashi. What's kasha? Be'amdul l'chayim umeis. Rashi says you'll still have to. You'll pay the mammon that the chavola be'amdul l'chayim. He asks toisvis l'chayim chayvim misa shoygin. The only reason why you're pottering him is before the Gemara shkvay yotzu be'bezin zakei, but not minadin. Minadin l'maisa the person. It's this bar that the person gave out kashal misa. So why over here, if the only two is al tziyotzim bezin zakei, why shouldn't it be like chayvim misa shoygin? Zokt Rav Shach. You know what Rashi held? Rashi held that yotzim bezin zakei is not that even though bezin made a mistake, but we can't pass him l'misa, but bezin is b'chuyiv misa. It's a ptur in the ikur chiyiv misa. There won't be kim le'midravinei. Chayve misa shoygin, he did a maisa a ritzicha that he yomuchli of misa, but he's a shoygig, so we can't kill him. So a patas kimle midramini. Over here, vibout when bezin is yotzim, he bezin zake, and bezin paskind on him that he's not a ritzayach, because amdu lachayim, or whatever the yotzim, he bezin zake is, then oibazoi, there is no din kimle midramini, even though la maisa afterwards we find out that if we would be master the din, that he would be a ritzayach, but hayois at the time the bezin paskind passed, they paskind, he wasn't a ritzayach, there's no din kimle midramini. So he's coming a chiddush gadol according to the Rav Shach. But let's say Sanhedrin made a mistake, and it's not an adavish. It's an adavish einat stukim moedim. So the halach is ein choizer adin, and it's potem imisa because of tzaddik al tarik. According to Rav Shach, it's a ptur gomer, even though now we know it's a mistake. And if there was a chi of mammon, you're not gonna pater because of kim lemidraminei. Just to be mashlim over here, Rashi says towards the bottom of the Amid before the Mishnah, L'chaim ein oim dim oisim l'misa, loimar ta'inu ba'oim dim oimid harishoin, u'l'chai voy l'zeh, sh'arei yotzim ibezin zakei, v'omrinon machmas choyli achas shabo olov hichbida hamaka. So the Chazon Ish asks on Rashi, Rashi is arkevei atrei rikshi over here. He's putting together two svaras over here. The first svara he said is a svara because shar yotzim ibezin zake, which is Rabbi Nechemi says that's why you don't need a pasuk. Then he's adding over here, and we say he died afterwards. He says machmas choyli acha shabol v'chbida amake. What does he need the second svara over here? Even by a toz gemur, there's halach over here of ein machzir l'chayva. So the Chazon Ish says that be'etzim you could say over here there's no halach of ein machzir l'chayva yotzim ibezin zake like we said before. L'chayra, the mistake over here in the assessment of the doctors of Chaim Umavis is a question of Oymed. So this is not a chesaron over here in Psak. This is a chesaron over here in understanding the Metzias. So Memela, I would think that the pshat is they didn't understand over here. So Memela Oyvazah, you should be Maksim L'chayva. What's pshat? Yotzim Bezin Zakei over here. Yotzim Bezin Zakei just because the doctors made a wrong umdina? So that's what Rashi says over here, that no, you say machmas choyli achra meis, therefore we say them, it wasn't a mistake that they were oiminim lemisa. They were oiminim l'chaim. Of course, the oimin l'chaim was a richtiga oime. Nor was, no, there was a choyli achra that came afterwards, and therefore it passed the din of yotzim ibezin zakai.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.